Thank you for calling Rhonda Talks. How may I help you?
Hi, my name's Dawn from United Healthcare. I was returning a call. I think they had called me about Jamie Bowers. She might be a new client with your agency. She was asking about skilled nursing for her doctor could write some orders for her for care at home, and I guess they said maybe that they couldn't do it or the insurance wouldn't pay for it. I was just following up.
Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Rhonda South, Nikki speaking.
Hi, my name is Dawn from United Healthcare. I'm calling about Jamie Bowers. She might be a new client of yours. I think that I got a call about the nursing that the doctor was wanting to order for her. She had lab work and some health conditions that she's having difficulty managing until she has a ramp so that she can leave her home easily or safely.
Okay, you say you're from United Healthcare?
Yes, I'm a nurse case manager.
Okay, so I have a question then, because they said that, is it the MyCare no longer takes?
You know, I know there is, well, yeah, it's the MyCare. But I tell you, I'm hearing more and more weird stuff from people all the time. Because, yeah, somebody just told me that they got some information on the in the mail from Medicare when they became eligible for Medicare. And it was my understanding we still had dual plans, but they said we weren't even on the list of home care that they could use. And I said, well, I'm retiring next week, so, I don't know.
Well, congratulations.
That's true. Thank you. Man, I'll tell you, I know. I've been a nurse a long time. I am more than due. But I did think that is a weird thing. I'm hearing more and more we're not showing up on lists. Now, Jamie doesn't have Medicare. She just has Medicaid and waiver.
Right now, it looks like they call passport. She's
okay.
The passport program.
Waiver, yeah. Yeah, she is. So with her problem, they're putting a ramp in. They're going to help her to be able to leave her home. I guess she has really a lot of difficulty with mobility. And until then, it's hard for her to manage her health and get out and get things done that are needed for her care. So she switched agencies because she wasn't having great success with getting consistent care. And so she's happy with that, but she wanted to see about the nurse. And so I guess that they told her that, I don't know if the nurse couldn't do the blood work or it wasn't covered.
So, yeah, to my knowledge, I don't think that she is able to do it. That's something I need to ask Perla, though.
Mm-hmm.
Can I have your number? And I'll have
sure.
The nurse call you. Because I think,
sure.
Yeah, what's your number?
330-550-2006. And I did get a phone call from a number that, and it might have been the nurse. It's 261-1315. Is that it?
Let me look, because that might be her cell. Hold on, I got to look it up, though, because I don't just...
Yeah, because I tried to call back. I just left a message, too, there. I didn't know. That's why I looked your number up and called you guys.
What did you say it was?
261-1315.
Yes, that's Perla.
That's her? Okay, yeah. I think I did put a call out to her, too. And just wanted to find out about if that they can't do it, or, I mean, it would be any nursing skilled care would be covered.
When they applied for her, it wasn't
mm-hmm.
skilled nursing, though. I think that's what the issue was. They just
well, you know
her
what?
Down
it,
for the piece. The PC of, let me look right now.
The doctor would write the order for it, and it could be done under with a prior auth to United Healthcare. If they just asked if it could be approved to be provided as needed. And it's only temporarily till they get this ramp in. There was a delay in getting the ramp in because of the weather. We had a terrible winter.
Okay, no, I understand. But, yeah, so I'm looking now. She just has the PCS services, so she would need to have that added to probably like her service plan. Are you the one to do her service plan?
No, I'm not the one. I work for United Healthcare.
That is
I mean, it, and I did, I think I did talk to, I'm trying to think of who her waiver case manager is. I got to get my head wrapped around that.
I'm trying to see if we have it on here. No, we don't have it on here yet.
I think it is Brittany Bryant.
Is it Brittany?
Brittany, yeah, Bryant.
Is your name Dawn?
Yes.
They have you down here.
Yeah, I'm her United Healthcare case manager.
Okay.
That the service plan would be Brittany. And, I mean, she may just add that while we're waiting for the ramp. But I know, you know, a lot of times they're going to say, oh, well, she has United Healthcare and they should pay for it. And we would pay for it probably if they submitted a prior auth for it.
Right,
but,
and they would have to be the one that does it too.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make sure I get this in here right. Okay, so yeah. I would say, because I'm sure Pearl has already probably checked into it or tried to find out, and she's not in here right now, but that's her cell number she left with you. So if you call it, she should be able to, because I'm not sure who she spoke with about it.
Brittany. Yeah, I don't know if she asked Brittany.
Is she at home or?
Brittany is... Unless she's 16. Yeah, she's passport. Yes, she is.
Okay, okay. Okay. So, yeah. I could either call Perla
have
or...
a phone number.
I'm sorry?
I don't... Off Rip have a phone number for Brittany here. I thought... I was just looking. I just have her email.
Okay. Yeah, I don't have her email.
Sorry about that.
That's what we call.
It's okay.
So, yeah, if you want to give Perla a call or I can give Perla a call and have her call you.
I did call that number and just say I was calling back. I just want, and I think she might have, I was off for a long weekend and came back Tuesday. I was just a little bombarded yesterday. That's the only reason I didn't get back. But, you know, I want to try to definitely get this resolved if I can between me and Brittany and find out, like, I think one of the things we weren't sure about, because I think I was the one who recommended you guys, because I do Eastern Ohio, and I have a lot of clients who use you and that have United Healthcare and have been, you know, happy with your services. So I was glad about that. She got a change. So, but I didn't know about the nursing, if you guys could do it or not. And
I mean,
so then I thought, well, let's...
If they add that on there... You know, for the skilled nursing, of course we can, but right now we can't do anything without it.
Okay.
Because we do provide the skilled nursing, so.
But if the doctor wrote the order for it, but you're saying you need the approval from waiver, you
I
could
say,
get the approval from United Healthcare.
You know what? I say talk to Perla. She would know.
I will. Okay.
Yeah, she would know. I don't want to.
I'll check.
Yeah, I don't want to give you any misinformation because right now I don't know who she's talked to, so she probably knows exactly
yeah,
what needs to be done.
True.
So I don't
want
to say the wrong stuff.
You said I catch you. Her name is Perla. Okay,
yes.
Got it. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, have a
bye-bye.
Great day.
You too. Bye-bye.